Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And we want to bring you the word of life, the word of truth. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I remember right after I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was just so hungry for the word, just devoured it. And that was one of the scriptures that just got burned into my heart. You shall know the truth. You shall know the truth. You shall know the truth. And we live in a culture today where the concept of there being absolute truth is really challenged. In fact, most of our young people are taught that there is no such thing as absolute truth, that truth is whatever seems to work for you at any given situation. Which brings me back. There was I've shared this before on the radio, but I remember I was in philosophy class, and the teacher brought up a couple of things this one day. Said, the question is, if a tree falls in the woods and there's no one there to hear it, did it make noise? Coupled with, are all crows black? And we know that ever so often they'll become an albino crow. And I didn't pay a whole lot of attention in philosophy class, which is the study of truth. And I remember at Evangel College, their emblem was an open Bible with the word truth emblazoned across it. And so that question just didn't make any sense to me. Well, who would even ask a question like that, was my thought. In my mind, of course, if a tree falls in the woods and there's nobody there to hear it, it still made noise. But I was reasoning from a perspective of there being absolute truths that don't change, that has nothing whatsoever to do with what a person thinks. See, is there a body of fact that exists whether we believe it or we don't believe it? Are there things that are just so, even if we don't believe they're so? I was teaching in the public school, and the buzz book for all educators at that time was a book entitled Schools Without Failure. And the idea behind that is you shouldn't do certain things that might scar a child. For instance, never mark their papers with red pens. And don't be telling them that their answers are wrong, because it could really make them feel bad about themselves. And then I remember I was in this class. It was a master's degree level class up at Rowan. And all of us that was in that class were public school teachers. And this one teacher stood up and said, that's right. We should never tell a child he's wrong, because out in infinity, we are not even sure that 2 + 2 = 4. And that was, in my mind, such a ridiculous statement that it shocked my sensibility at the time. I'd only been out of the Army a few months, and having the idea that out there in infinity, if I have 2 oranges and then I find 2 more oranges and I count them up, somehow that 2 + 2 = 4. And yet that was the base for the thought. Now, see, that's what happens when you remove God, the Creator, from the equation of life. No God, no ultimate truth. And that has been the quest ever since the early 1920s in this nation, starting with John Dewey and the Humanist Manifesto 1, then Humanist Manifesto 2. That has been the quest, to remove out of the educational system any concept of God, any concept of Christianity, any concept of absolute truth. But we can work diligently to teach falsity, but it's still falsity. It's still wrong. For instance, you can believe that there's nothing absolute, that there are no laws that govern the universe or whatever you want to believe, that there's no creator. Where do those laws come from anyway? If there's no creator, if there's no divine intervention, where did the laws that true science was formed around come from? Just by chance? I mean, it brings you right back to, in the beginning, either God created the heavens and the earth, or somehow they just came into existence. But where was the original source of energy that brought the universe into existence? Where did that come from? The new thing now is that evolution might not be true as we think of it, that maybe DNA was dropped off here by more intelligent beings from outer space, that there are civilizations out there that are far beyond our own. They drop DNA off here on the Earth, and that's where people and animals and everything came from. My question to that is, who made them? Where did they come from? Which brings us back to, why would that question even be asked? If a tree falls in the woods and there's no one there to hear it, did it make noise? Well, it's because they're saying there's no God. There's no absolute truth. All truth originates in the mind of the individual. Now, you take that philosophy and put it into the classroom and you say to a child, listen, the Ten Commandments are not valid. That's just somebody's idea. You don't have to believe the Ten Commandments. You can do whatever you want to do. Anton LaVey, the author of the Satanic Church, had as his motto, do what thou wilt. In other words, whatever you feel like doing, go and do it. And there's not going to be any repercussions from that. Well, that's like saying you're going to go to the top of the Empire State Building and jump off and disbelieve that there's a law of gravity, and you're going to be just fine. You're going to float to the earth. Well, we know that's not true. We got whole industries built off the law of gravity. We got children's toys, the slides and skiing industry and sleds and all these things, all built off of the law of gravity. We know it's there. People, when they go to the top of a mountain and they get ready to come down it on skis and they start down, they don't believe they're going to float off into the atmosphere. Maybe they don't sit down and think it all the way through, but there's a law of gravity that works. And we need to know these things so that when we make life decisions, we make them based on truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And without that, we are a culture that is loose. There's no anchor to hold us in place. You know, we have troubles and problems. I would like, as a pastor of the gospel, which is really the good news, be able to say to you, you're never going, if you give your heart to Jesus and you give your life to him, you're never going to have a complexity, never going to have a problem, never going to have a trouble, never going to have a situation. But it's just not true, because there is an adversary who exalts himself against the knowledge of God. There is a rebellious spirit that fell from heaven, and he has a kingdom of his own. And that kingdom of Satan, of Lucifer, works tirelessly against mankind, works tirelessly against God's people. And he's going to try to create problems. But the thing of it is greater is he. Jesus said, through John, says, look, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. And in the world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have problems. But then always remember, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And there will be times where it seems like there's just no way out. I've been in places like that, just situations where it's just like, there's no way out. How can I possibly get out of this? And the answer to that is you stand still, you praise the Lord, you worship Him, and He will make a way with every temptation, whether that is fear or worry or anxiety or your problems or troubles. With every temptation, He will make a way of escape. But you've got to stand fast. You've got to stay true to the Word of God. And if you have discouragement and problems and troubles that come against you, you can't let them deter you from your faith and from your ability to stand squarely on God's Word. You know, it says in Psalm 103, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction." I remember sitting at SeaTac Airport, just home from Vietnam, thinking, no matter what happens to me the rest of my life, it won't be as bad as where I've been, because there's not going to be a person or individuals or an army out there trying to kill me. And you know what? There's been some problems and trouble since then. But there hasn't been anybody out there trying to kill me. And remember that. Now, if you would just remember this, if you know Jesus, you will know freedom. Jesus is freedom.